very blessed to have Dr. Royce Frazier come speak to us today. If you don't know, he is the president of Barclay College and the one who is casting the vision for the future of this institution. And so will you all join me as we pray for him today? Heavenly Father, I thank you for raising up godly leaders who take the sacrifice of their time, their energy, to come and establish, to direct, to create, to lead institutions that expand the kingdom of God. We thank you for everyone in the administration and the faculty of Barclay College for keeping this institution going. And Father, today help your spirit to flow through Royce's words. And I pray that the transformative power of your word would hit all of us hard, and that we leave here closer to you than when we came. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Let's welcome Dr. Royce Frazier.
Thank you. I'm going to step up here. I thought it was interesting when I was in chapel Tuesday to watch the windshield wiper effect going back there as everybody's trying to watch Derek, especially Shannon Teemont, clear back in the corner. Every time everybody in front of her would kind of lean their head this way, she'd have to go back this way to try to see. So we're working on getting the church to incline the floor, and when we do that, then we can come back down. But it's good to be here with you this morning. I had a really, really neat chapel written out to give to you today. And about Monday, God started wrestling with me. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a soft touch, and the reason I wrestle with God on this was because he said, what I want you to talk about is what you did on your summer vacation. And I said, I don't want to do that, because that's about me personally, and I'm going to get kind of weepy sometimes, and I'm going to be a mess, and I don't want to do that in front of the student body, and they're going to learn that I'm kind of the soft touch on campus, and I'm supposed to be this bad cop, and all this stuff, you know. And so, but God started working me, and he said, I want you to talk about our journey this summer. And so that's what I'm going to do. So you walk with me here. I did stop by Jeannie earlier in the week, and I said, you realize I speak on chapel Thursday? And she said, yeah. I said, you know what that means? She said, yeah, they'll be here at about a quarter till. So that's the speed I go at, and so we're just going to roar through this, and I'm going to visit with you about a journey I took. There are two passages of Scripture that I really just unpacked all summer. And the first one's out of Joshua, and it's a passage that I shared with the new students when I spoke with you at orientation. It goes like this. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as a commander of the Lord of the army of the Lord, I have now come. I love that. Then Joshua fell face down on the ground in reverence, and he asked, what message does the Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. So Joshua did so. I find myself at intersection after intersection after intersection in this place all through my life, finding myself facing things that I wonder, how in the world am I going to get through that, and what am I going to do, and what does God want? And there's this repeated refrain of just what happened with Joshua. Casey, back it up one slide. Give me that 14th verse. The commander of the Lord's army, I have now come. And when God says that to you, when God says, I have now come, That's a powerful, powerful thing. The history of this little piece is that Joshua has just been made the leader of the nation of Israel. And they are getting ready to go into the promised land. And what an event that is. And not only that, but he has been asked now to conquer one of the crown jewel cities of the promised land, Jericho. It is the strongest, it's the biggest. The top of the city walls are about as wide as this auditorium. It is a fabulous, fabulous structure, and it is invincible. Now, Joshua is getting ready to do this, and he just had a message from the Lord, and the Lord said, I want you to have the priests, when I say it's the day, the priests are going to walk into the middle of the Jordan River, and the seas are going to part, the river's going to part, and we're going to walk through right into the plain of Jericho. So they're all hanging out in the camp, in their tents, and they're waiting for the word. And one day that word comes, and the scripture says Joshua got up early. It also talks about the fact that this river was flooded. It's harvest time. This summer, I had the chance to drive to Indianapolis, and as I did, as we went through the over the Missouri River just north of Kansas City, and if you can recall, this summer was just flood on top of flood in the Mississippi River Valley and the upper Missouri. And as we came across the Missouri River, I mean, there were cornfields that were just floating on top. The stalks had died, brown stalks floating on top. And this passage came to my mind, and I'm thinking, what was it like? Because we traveled miles and miles, it seemed like, over these bridges north of Kansas City, and just water on both sides. I'd never seen it like that. And I thought, this is what it was like. When they came in, it was just flooded. Miles of river. Then we came to the Mississippi. Water everywhere. And here came the priests, and here came the ark. Dave Williams had last year in one of the Worship Without Words, had one of the scriptures was from the first part of the book of Joshua, and talk about being still. In the first six verses, that term or rest or still comes up about six times. And what the word was from the Lord is when the feet of the priests hit the river, when they're still, the waters will part, and it did. Can you imagine if you were sitting there and you were from Jericho and you happened to be up on the hill and looking over that river and you saw this thing at flood stage part? And scripture tells us that the upstream part just built up. Walls of water, and this nation of millions of people are walking through on dry land, and you're right in their path. And that's what happens just before this event where Joshua comes through this. And he's hanging out in the evening, and he's sitting around, and he looks up, and here's this guy with a sword drawn. Are you for us or against us? Neither. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now. This summer I was sitting in, with my family, we were in Colorado for a few days. It's a terrible place to be. High of about 70, it's 150 back here. And I couldn't sleep one night. I just could not sleep. And what our family does, we get together and we rent a house there and kind of hang out, have a lot of fun. The particular house we had this year had a hot tub. I love hot tubs. So, yeah, I can't sleep, so I got up and went out, and I rolled the top back, and I sat in the hot tub, and the sky was just glorious, and, you know, Milky Way and everything. And I was wrestling with some things, because I'd been through some meetings with people, and I'd been looking at where, you know, thinking about where does Barclay need to go? God always saves us for summer for me, okay? Where does Barclay need to go? What do we need to be? What do we need to do? How do we best use our gifts, use our talents, use our wonderful faculty? How do we use them for the kingdom? I'm sitting there, and sometimes it's pretty easy to be overwhelmed with that. And this passage came to mind. As I'm sitting there before God and saying, what do we do? Where do you want us to go? I have now come. I have now come. So Joshua falls on his face, and he has this moment, and of course you know the rest of the story. He doesn't even know at this point what God's great plan is for Jericho. You know, the great plan of charging in, firing shots, you know, cannons and tanks and everything. He doesn't know God has some crazy plan about walking around quietly around Jericho. That's yet to come. He thinks he's really got a big war ahead of him. So Joshua humbles himself. So many times in our life, we kind of run at God, and I think I forget to humble myself. One of my life verses, the one that I most often run to, is Micah 6:8. But what has God required of you, O man? But to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly before your God. So that verse has to just filter through me day by day. And that night, that verse was just running through me. I have to humble myself before God. And then came these words. I've now come. Let's go. You know, go get them. The next passage that I shared with the faculty is a passage out of Isaiah 60, the 60th chapter. And I think there was a little bit of misprint. I think this verse, actually, Isaiah 60, should come right after this passage in, you know, Joshua. You know, somewhere they slipped up. Because Joshua's on his face, and then this. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and a deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Wow. When you get up, when Joshua gets up, this is exactly what happened to him. Let your light shine. The light has come. Casey, take me back to the first slide on that section. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I don't know, Berklee College has been through a number of Jordan Rivers. The most recent one was just in our recent past. And it's a lot of fun when we sit down and start looking at all the students that are coming to realize that just a few short years ago, we started with a class of 89 students in the fall. That's incredible to think about. Our total enrollment this year is going to be somewhere over 250, 260 somewhere. God's done a wonderful work. Arise and shine, for your light's come. Berklee is here not because of anything we've done, but because God wills it. You're here not because you just happen to be, but because God willed you into place. He willed you into being. And he's got something that he needs for you to do. He's got something that he needs me to do. And as we rise and shine, the light has come, we have to do that. And I thought about trying to find some way to get Matt Newton up here so I could throw my Bible at him. But it didn't work. It just didn't work, Matt. I'm sorry. I was trying to find something. But you know, that picture, I just have laughed all week at that picture. You know, yeah, throwing scripture at people. I was on the floor back there when Derek did that. Good grief, who was his speech teacher? Anyway, I had him in speech class, and he didn't throw the Bible in speech. But you know what? It is our light that people come through. It is our light that brings them to Christ. It is our light that brings them to where they need to be with him. And as you live in the light, people are drawn to that. You can think of a number of people in your life that you were drawn to because of Christ's light. And just reflect. How many people have drawn you to Christ's light because of how they lived? Because they had that moment where they were on holy ground. And then Jesus said to them, arise, shine, for your light's come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. My prayer for you today, my prayer for you this year, is that you will find yourself at some place on holy ground with him. That you will find yourself some place where you say to him, I give up. I don't know what you've got. I don't know what you're doing. When you look into the dark Kansas sky and the stars are scattered everywhere, and you say to him, I have no clue what to do next. That's walking holy ground. And sometimes that walk takes a while. Sometimes that walk takes days and weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years to walk that. But God will say to you, I am now here. Take your sandals off. You're on holy ground. And you walk. You walk that holy ground. Because there's going to come a day when God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That's my prayer this year for you. My prayer is that you will be on holy ground, and my prayer is that you will understand what it means for God to say to you, arise and shine, for the light has come. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for what you've done in our lives. Father, I thank you what you've done in this place. I thank you for what you've done with Barclay College. Father, I don't know where we're going to go this year, and I don't know what you have planned, but man, I want to get close to you, and I want to be right behind your footsteps, because you have done incredible things here, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Father, forgive me sometimes when I'm short-sighted. Forgive me sometimes when I can't see and I get discouraged and I whine. And just work in my life. Work in my heart. Would you stir me, and would you lift my eyes above things I can see? Would you help me see that the Jerichos of my life already are conquered, that you've already been there, that you'll split any Jordan River if it's where you want me to go. Thank you that you love us, that you care for us, that you've drawn every one of these students here this year. Father, may we love them, may we care for them, may we put our arms around them, and may we walk together in your light and in your love. And I just worship you today. And I pray a blessing on this student body this year. Would you just keep your hand over us? Would you keep your wing over these people? Would you protect this institution? Would you protect our faculty? Would you walk with them? Father, would you take these students and would you do a miracle of work in their lives? Would they find themselves both on their face and arising to find your light shine in their glory? Thank you for your faithfulness and that we can find ourselves on holy ground. We bless you today, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to just say to you before I step off this stage that I think you have the opportunity to learn and study under some of the greatest faculty. And I mean this seriously. I'm not just throwing this soundbite out, but I think you have some of the greatest faculty in this country. I think what God has gathered here is just amazingly remarkable. It's not because of what anybody here has done, but it's because God has stirred people's lives. There have been people that have come from all parts of this country to be on this campus, because not because of anything that we've done, but because God told them to be here. I want you to know that you have a great group that's going to steer you. And anytime you have need or anytime you have questions or anytime you need somebody to walk with you or pray with you, you find them. Find one of our faculty. Find one of our staff. Find one of our administrators. They are great, great people. And I am so lucky to be where I am today. And the things that Barclay College is doing, the new graduate program, the new leadership program that we have in the undergrad, the sports and rec, the new stuff he's doing this morning. I don't know how many of you have heard Focus on the Family yet, but Tony Wheeler was on Focus just wowing Barclay College. So, man, next year we're probably going to have 5,000 students. But, you know, I don't know what God's up to here. I have no idea. I wish I did, because I'd look pretty smart. But you're in a great place. And when you need somebody to walk by you, whether it's academically or in your faith life, it's those people. And any of them are God's called servants here. Doesn't matter if it's staff, faculty, administrators, you find them, okay? We've got a great place. We've got great staff, and we've got great students. And it is great to have you here this year. I am so glad. I am so looking forward to what's going to happen. What a celebration we're going to have. Walk with me this year. Pray with me this year. And let's do our best to walk on holy ground together, okay? Have a great year.